Welcome to the Antioch Initiative Podcast, a podcast that focuses on the unreach of the world and seeing the Great Commission completed in our generation.
We're continuing a series of podcasts connected with Run for the Unreached. Run for the Unreached is an advocacy run for people groups in the world which still do not have access to the good news of Christ. We're hosting the on-site event in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, April 9th, but we also are hosting the event virtually all over the world. Today's podcast is specifically being produced for use by our virtual participants as they run or walk wherever they're located. And there's still time to register for this virtual event, and you may do so by going to our website, theantiochinitiative.com, and then selecting Run for the Unreached from one of the tabs that are there listed. Please join us as we run or walk for the unreached. The content on this podcast features updates from Joe in South Asia. Joe shares some encouraging things God is doing and lets us know how we can pray. Now, here's our interview with Joe. Hi, this afternoon we have the privilege of talking with Joe from Asia. And Joe has served in that part of the world for many years and overseeing workers in that part. And it's an honor and privilege to have you with us today, Joe.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you guys.
And, you know, we're looking forward to hearing from your part of the world in Asia, just some things God's doing. If you'd be open just to sharing, what are some things that are happening right now that are encouraging?
Yeah, as in most of the world, the last 2 years have been incredibly challenging.
Yeah.
And it would have been easy for the church and workers on the field to take step backs during this time. And we're just incredibly awed to see how God is working in the middle of a difficult time. The church is growing. New teams are being planted. New people are being called and coming to the field. Just this year in our country, we have 3 new teams that are launching. It's just a really exciting time. And one of the great things we've seen is how the church and our workers during this last 2 years just really stepped up to the plate sacrificially. In our country, COVID was just devastating in the country. It's estimated in April and May of last year that between 2.5 and 4 million people died. That's according to the UN Health Organization. And during that time, the National Church asked us if we could help provide them with oxygen concentrators and equipment. And our pastors and believers started going out house to house to families who had COVID, who couldn't find a place to go for oxygen. They helped families. And because of that sacrificial service, we lost over 20 pastors. You know, they could have stayed home. They could have taken care of themselves. And instead, they chose to serve. And that's the right. That's what's happening. That's why God is moving. It's because of people who are joining in with the crucified Christ, joining in his suffering, sharing the good news in difficult times, and it's growing. And through this now, it's probably in our country, in the history of our country, there's never been persecution to this level in our country. We get reports on a regular basis of pastors being beaten, thrown into prison. But again, the church isn't stepping back. The church just keeps moving forward. And so we're honored to partner with God and his people in Asia. And just to see what he's doing is an incredible thing.
That's amazing. Wow. Just, yeah. And to hearing just about all this, the dedication of, both pastors, national workers, as well as people from outside coming in to share the good news. That's amazing. Wow. Well, we're going to, in a little bit here, we're going to get to just some prayer requests and everything. But as people are running, walking for the unreached during this podcast is part of a series, as we discuss, designed for people who are running, walking for people around the world who don't have access to the gospel. And in your part of the world, there are a lot of people groups who don't have access. But would you be open to sharing maybe a story or two of just how that God has used his people to bring the good news to people who before had no access, who had not had an opportunity to experience the fullness of Christ?
Yeah, you know, we're constantly looking at, with the persecution on the rise and pressure against those who preach the gospel, it's almost impossible in most of our part of the world just to go in as a Christian worker, as a missionary anymore.
Yeah.
So we're always having to find new and unique ways that we can find access in the communities. So recently, there's an area in the north of where we live. It is the only Shia Muslim area majority area in our country. And in this area for years, we've looked for access and there's just been, we found no way in. And recently, one of my sons started rock climbing. And through his rock climbing, I started noticing that, wow, there's a lot of good places to climb in this area. So we started going climbing that area, which brought us into connection with local people. And now we have work there now. We have a number of homes that are actively engaged in Bible studies now. We're actually heading there this week, and we're going to be staying with a family who is now on their journey with Christ. They have their Bible. They read it regularly. They are starting to pray to Jesus, and they're on that journey. And so we have probably half a dozen families in the region now who are on that journey. And it started with just something simple of what are the talents the Lord has given us?
Yeah.
What are the things around them? And how can we use the things God has given us to engage with the unreached?
Yeah.
And across our part of the world, there's so many opportunities like that. You know, we have now gyms in our country, running gyms. And through the gyms, we've seen so many people come to faith through our gyms, through football coaching academies. We've just opened a brand new football coaching academy in another part of our country. And we already have a gathering of people who have come through that football academy. Coffee shops, people who come to drink coffee and they're engaged with Christ. So yeah, the lost are being, reached. They're being engaged. But as Jesus always said, whatever we're doing is good, but we don't measure ourselves against the good thing we're doing. We measure ourselves against the unfinished task.
Yeah.
And the task is still great. There's still over 2,000 unreached people groups in our area. And the task is great. And we definitely need people to join with us in intercession, to join with us to contemplate a commitment to giving their lives for this.
Yeah.
It's a great need today.
Wow. That's amazing. Grateful for all the different ways God has opened the door for to connect with people, from rock climbing to soccer or football to coffee shops. That's amazing. Maybe if you're open, maybe we should just go ahead and start talking about specific ways that people could pray. Is there walking, as they're running, and maybe some people might even be driving right now. I don't know, but this is being designed for people who are participating in Run for the Unreached virtually, but whoever's listening, we appreciate your heart for those who need access to the gospel. And, Joe is going to help us to know some ways we could pray, for his part of Asia. So if you'd help us, Joe, and if you pause a little bit after each, request so that people listen, if they want to, they can press pause and, after you give the request and they can pray for what you share, that'd be great.
Yeah, we want to pray, first of all, just for the people of India. Indians are a beautiful, wonderful people created in the image of God. And the only difference between them and us today is, for many of them, is opportunity.
Yeah,
we've had the opportunity to hear the gospel that's changed our lives. And for many of them, of no fault of their own, they've never had the opportunity to hear the gospel. So we just want to pray for laborers, for workers. God, send workers, send people who to share this good news with the people, desperate need. So let's pray together that God is going to send hundreds and thousands of laborers from across the world, not just America, from Singapore, from Hong Kong, from Malaysia, that God would send workers from South America and Africa, that God would send workers from around the world to labor in the harvest field. And then secondly, I want us to pray for those who are already engaged, for our pastors, believers, foreign workers that are on the field today. I had mentioned that persecution is growing. And we have to be careful. It's not that we don't want protection, but protection is not our main goal. We have to pray for the main goal. And so as we pray for our workers, we want to pray that, one, that they would be endued with power. Yeah. Pray that they would be anointed for the work, that with that anointing, they would have courage. With that anointing, they would have perseverance. With that anointing, they would continue in the power of God. So for courage, for perseverance, for power, I think these are great needs of our pastors, believers, laborers across India and the workers in India today. So let's pray for all of those laboring in the harvest field of India today. And finally, we just want to pray for open doors. We have new teams that are getting ready to launch out this year into some difficult areas. And we just need to pray for open doors, that God is going to lead them to people that he has already prepared, people of peace, people who are hearts, God, even as Lydia, who was at the well, and God had already prepared her hearts. And so as these teams and as pastors are launching out to plant new churches and new works across India, we just want to pray for opportunities, for open doors for the gospel, that God is going to make a way, that God would give favor with government officials, that God would give favor with village leaders, that God is going to lead us to the right landlords, lead us to the right places. So let's just pray that God would give us open doors throughout the country. Thank you so much for praying with us.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thanks for sharing. And just it's great to hear of the perseverance and just the grit of those in your part of the world that are hanging in there in a difficult time. And yet it sounds like God is doing amazing things, and grateful. May God continue to work, and may God continue to bless you and your family and all those laboring with you. And so thanks for this time today.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for praying and joining in.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Antioch Initiative Podcast. To keep up with future episodes, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Follow our social media handles at the Antioch Initiative to stay up to date on all future content.